Yeah, gentlemen.
Mr. President, hate to bother you on this, but you're the only one that'll have either the judgment or the way of handling it. Joe Bowman called me a while ago and somewhat disturbed because Senator Talmadge had told him that he, Senator Talmadge, thought that we would lose Dick Russell's vote on the Ribicoff Amendment, which Russell's staff had indicated to Bowman would be all right. Now, Bowman asked him why, and Talmadge said, well, Ribicoff is coming to Atlanta to make a speech, a fundraising speech for Senator Russell with some of the Jewish community down there, and he was a little apprehensive about it. Now, the seriousness of this is that if this is kind of election year-itis, and this spreads over to Don Russell and to Everett Jordan and to John Sparkman and to Ellender and to Harry Byrd, this could be damaging as the devil. And I don't know what to do with it except to call you. You know the man and know what should be done under these circumstances. I frankly don't. I just can't for the life of me see the chairman of the Armed Services Committee voting to add another $1 billion into this deficit in the light of this situation, but there you are. That's all the evidence I have.
I would call Russell Long and ask him to talk to Dick about it. If he's decided to do it, then nobody in the world can change him. No use messing with it. He's probably made that commitment, and Talmadge would know better than anybody else. And I would imagine Talmadge is right. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing I know to do. Russell Long, he likes Russell. And Russell can find out. And if that's his position, that's just his position. And all hell can't change him. I never changed him on a vote in 8 years.
Well, this Prouty Amendment is going to stand up. But the motion to reconsider it was defeated by one vote. Now, that's one that wasn't even discussed in the committee, in the executive sessions. We learned about it. It was filed last week. Told Wilbur Cohen about it. And that's to add people over 70, as I understand it, to the Social Security rolls. People who haven't been able to qualify, and the price tag is $600 million, and it comes out of the general fund. They've had three votes on it today. First time was it passed by a substantial margin, and then the
Prouty Amendment passed?
Prouty Amendment. Now they finally moved to table the motion to reconsider. My note is the motion to table, the motion to reconsider was defeated by one vote. In other words, it is still on, and the Prouty Amendment stands. That's the word I have here.
Well, I never heard of it. I didn't know this offering.
No, it didn't come up in committee. It's, of course, Wilbur, I think, will kill it in the House, but we're putting an awful lot of burden on this conference. And then if they're willing to spend an additional $600 million for this, you know, it's contagious.
What is it? What are you doing? Giving to everybody that whether they've worked any or not? Is that the point?
That's right. Those people over 70 who haven't had a chance to establish their position under Social Security.
Well, what it is then, just old age assistance. Isn't it?
That's right.
Did Russell vote for it?
I don't know.
He's very strong for those things, generally.
I haven't got a. We didn't take a head count on that because it was wasn't even up in committee, and we called Wilbur Cohen because it does go to the Social Security system, and they've always apparently opposed it over there, whatever it is, and I don't know what they did about it.
Did you see the statement they adopted in the Republican Policy Committee today?
No, sir.
They said that we had to be more realistic with their tax thing, and that they were calling on us to immediately announce how much more taxes we wanted and to give us a realistic budget and so on and so forth. Rather nasty statement, I thought. Let me see if I have it here. No, I don't. Have you got any thoughts about what I ought to say at Bremer swearing in tomorrow?
I think just about the same tenor you took down at the ranch. I'd stay with that and that statement down there. And I would...
What? I don't remember.
Well, you said these were, you know, bygones were bygones, and these were all good men, and there were obviously room for differences of opinion because it was 4-3, but it was in good spirit, and it was a good... It left a good flavor, and I think that's the only allusion, I mean the only type of allusion I would make to what I would call the situation. I think the rest of it, I would simply devote to Andy and his capacities and his boy makes good type of statement. I don't believe I'd get over into the... into the subsidy problems that, with which he's going to be concerned. I think
that's pretty good advice. Well, I guess then that we're in for a real rough, and if that's...
I think we're all right on the ones that we gunned for.
Is Talmadge going to leave us?
No, sir. No, sir. No, it's these fellows that are running for election. It's Don. I've got a call in for Don Russell now. We've counted him with us, and he told us some time before he was with us. But if Dick Russell goes, I don't know how many of that shakes loose. That's what concerns me.
Yes, I would think it would really scare hell out of him. And I think you might want to call if Russell... does it suggest to Russell that please try to get Russell, Dick Russell, to take a walk? If he doesn't take a walk, to not vote until the second roll call.
Mm-hmm. Now I have word that they've adjourned till tomorrow at 11. They'd agreed they were going to adjourn that because of that VFW dinner tonight. I'll get hold of Russell Long right away.
Okay.
All right.